It really kind of annoys me when people take two words and try to make them sound fancy for some noon fandangle thing like memory cast. Actually, when I was thinking of the concept of this idea with the website and recordings, my kind of working title was not a podcast, because I don't know, podcasts just kind of, I don't know why they annoy me. I mean, they're just, they're voice recordings. But a lot of people put a lot of time editing and worrying about all that stuff, and it's just, I'm too lazy for that. So, you know, and it makes sense for what I want to do with these to just kind of record them raw, no editing, no do-overs unless I really mess it up. So, you know, you're going to get mess ups and me kind of having brain dumps, and that's okay, because that's how the world really works, and that's how conversations really work. But this whole concept started for me probably back in early 2022, when I was actually in the garage, sitting in the chair in the dark by myself, talking to myself, talking to Brittany. And somehow I got into the conversation of why do like people feel so much grief? And I was trying to think of it from like an evolutionary perspective, because, you know, typically traits that are good are passed down from generation to generation. And that's why we have, you know, those traits are kind of selected for. And grief has been hella selected for from an evolutionary perspective, right? Pretty much everyone will have bad grief if they experience a loss of someone close. And obviously the amount of grief will be different, but it's still pretty consistent. And so it ended up me doing a little research, and, you know, there's no real solid answers, but there are some theories out there. And, you know, one of the theories talked about, you know, the idea of losing part of yourself, which I, you know, get, because Brittany was a big part of me, but also was talking about, yeah, you've lost memories. And I'm like, oh, they talk about it because this is so, you know, tragic and hard that like I've hurt my brain cells and lost memories. No, but they were talking about that, you know, when you have someone that you have shared a lot of memories with, just you and them, there's a lot of times that that person is going to share the majority of those memories, and you may not even, you know, you those memories might be in your head, but they're not going to be recalled unless the other person brings them up, right? Like, how many times have you been with someone and they're like, hey, do you remember the time we did blank, blank, blank? And you're like, and then kind of give you a few more details. You're like, oh, totally right. And probably the majority of those memories are now gone for me. And it makes it even worse because Brittany was the one who could remember everything. She would see me put my car keys somewhere, like not even paying attention. 3 weeks later, I'd be looking for them and she'd know exactly where they were. And I can't, you know, pause a movie for more than 15 minutes without having to be reminded what's going on. So it was kind of extra sad for me to think about that. Yeah. And just typically, you know, with our brains and how they work, that, you know, if you're not sharing those stories or you're not thinking about them, that you will lose them. So it made me not want to, you know, lose these memories as I have them or think about them. I wanted to be able to kind of record them. And that's what I've been doing for the last few months, is that any time that I would think of a story, me and Brittany, that, you know, a lot of times when you're in that kind of memory, you think, oh, yeah, I'm totally going to remember that. But you may not. That may be the last time you have that memory. And so I broke out my phone and I have done little recordings to remember those. And that's what I kind of call the memory cast. And most of them are just a few minutes of just kind of documenting that story. And, you know, some of them are stories you will have heard. Some of them are stories you will not have probably heard, you know. And some of them are going to be very, you know, emotional and difficult. But it's hard to, it's good to experience that, you know. And God, cliche again, no pain, no gain. But, you know, it's a way to help getting through this stuff. And, you know, I'm doing this for me. I mean, it's therapeutic as well. And it's also kind of my, you know, memory bank. But, you know, I'm going to also share it to her loved ones that, you know, if you guys want to know those and experience those memories as well. And I hope at some point, you know, when I kind of feel good with this, that, you know, to be able to open it up to allow people that are close to her to also share their memories. So this can maybe become like a little online data bank of memories for Brittany. And hopefully they don't get too overwhelming. So I hope this ends up working out. It's been an interesting project that's been, you know, actually pretty fun to do. But as you can imagine, I can kind of only do it piecemeal when I'm in a good place to be able to work on it, because it is hard to, you know, work on things and, of course, rehear my stories and everything. But they also make me smile. So I think that's an important thing. So hopefully this will work out well. Thanks for listening. And this is, I think, maybe one of the longer, yeah, but like a pretty good longer memory cast. So if you make it through this one, you're good to go.